Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to our program Bounties and Gratitude. In the previous episode, we explored the bounty of the tongue and discussed various ways to express gratitude for this incredible gift. In today's episode, we will discuss the bounty of eyes, its significance, and how we can express gratitude for this invaluable gift. Inshallah, we will also explore some spiritual remedies to protect and preserve our eyesight. Before we begin, let's reflect on the excellence of durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The person before whom I mentioned should recite durood upon me, and the one who recites one durood upon me, Allah Almighty will send 10 mercies upon him." Viewers, the eyes are a magnificent bounty from Allah Almighty. Through them, He has blessed us with the ability to witness His vast universe and the manifestations of His divine power. With our eyes, we can perceive color, recognize one another with ease, and admire the beauty of creation. It is through our sight that we behold towering mountains, lush green valleys, flowing streams, mighty rivers, vast oceans, and countless wonders of nature, each a testament to Allah Almighty's great omnipotence. This ability fills our hearts with gratitude for the precious gift of eyes. Without them, we would have been deprived of witnessing the splendor of Allah Almighty's creation. Viewers, if we reflect on the eyes, it is merely a small piece of flesh. Yet Allah Almighty has fashioned it in a remarkable form and endowed it with the power of vision. When we examine scientific research on the eye, we find that within this tiny organ, Allah Almighty has placed such intricate system that even today, human intellect stands in awe of its complexity. Scientists continue to marvel at how this small structure operates with such precision, order, and an astonishing biological mechanism. Inspired by the human eye, people attempted to create cameras and succeeded by some extent. However, despite advancements in technology, no camera has ever been developed that can match the capabilities of the human eye. This is because human knowledge, strength, and ability are inherently limited. No matter how much effort is made, there will always be a fundamental difference between what is natural and what is artificial. Indeed, the eye itself is a powerful sign for those who reflect. It compels the intelligent to ponder. Who designed such an extraordinary and flawless mechanism within such a small organ? It is none other than Allah Almighty. A non-living thing cannot create itself, nor can it function with such perfection on its own. While mentioning the bounty of sight, Allah Almighty proclaims, "Alam naj'al lahu 'aynayn." Translation with Ghanzur Ifan, that did we not make two eyes for him? Similarly, in another place he proclaimed, translation, "We have created man from a mixed fluid that we may test him. So we granted him hearing and sight. We have shown him the way. He is either grateful or ungrateful." In this verse, Allah Almighty specifically highlights the bounties of hearing and sight, reminding us of their significance so that we may express gratitude. It is a divine way of Allah Almighty to mention His countless bounties and encourage us to acknowledge them and be thankful. Viewers, the eye is a tremendous bounty from Allah Almighty. Its true value is best understood by those who are visually impaired, like a person standing by the roadside, holding a stick, waiting for someone to help him cross safely. Allah Almighty proclaims the Holy Quran, say, it is He who created you and made ears and eyes and hearts for you. You express very little gratitude. In this verse, although non-Muslims are being addressed, the message holds valuable advice for Muslims as well. Allah Almighty has granted us ears, eyes, and hearts, and we must use them for the purpose for which they were given. On the Day of Judgment, we will be questioned about these bounties. As Allah Almighty proclaims, indeed the ear and the eye and the heart, all of these will be questioned. This means that every person will be questioned about his ears, eyes, heart, and everything he was given. How did you use them? Did you engage in good deeds or did you commit sins through them? Therefore, we should use these bounties for permissible needs and righteous actions so that we may be saved from regret and embarrassment on the Day of Judgment. Dear viewers, now let's explore how we can express gratitude to our Lord for the great bounty of eyesight. Firstly, we can express gratitude for the bounty of eyesight in many ways, and we should, because Allah Almighty loves gratitude. One of the most important ways to show gratitude for our eyes is by safeguarding them. Meaning, we should protect our gaze from evil and avoid looking at sinful or inappropriate scenes. Even in the Holy Quran, we are commanded to guard our eyes. And what could be a better way of showing gratitude than obeying the divine command? Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims, translation of Kanzul Irfan, command the Muslim men to lower their gaze and protect their concealed parts. This is pure for them. Allah is aware of their deeds. Just as this verse commands Muslim men to safeguard their eyes, the following verse also instructs Muslim women to protect their gaze. Likewise, the importance of guarding one's eyes is emphasized in the hadith. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ once said, avoid sitting on paths. The Holy Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have no way except sitting on the paths because we sit here and have conversations. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that if you have no way except sitting on the paths, then fulfill the right of the path. The Holy Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what is the right of the path? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that keeping your gaze low, removing a hurtful thing, replying to salam, enjoining good and forbidding evil. Viewers, every bounty comes with responsibilities, and the same applies to the eyes. Their right is that they should be safeguarded from sinful gazes. Fulfilling this right is a way of showing gratitude for this precious gift. We must refrain from using our eyes for impermissible viewing, such as watching movies or impermissible scenes. Always remember that Allah Almighty is watching us. Allah Almighty proclaims, translation from Ghanzul Irfan, He knows the deception of the eyes and that which the hearts conceal. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to save our eyes, avoid sinful gazes, and express true gratitude for this precious bounty. Secondly, viewers, one way to show gratitude for the bounty of eyes is to use them in ways that please Allah Almighty. We should shed tears out of his fear, recite the Holy Quran while looking at it, gaze upon our parents with love in the intention of earning a reward, avoid harming anyone with our eyes, and reflect on the wonders of the creation to recognize the greatness of our Lord. By doing so, we deepen our understanding of the one who granted us this precious bounty and express our gratitude to him. A third way to show gratitude for the bounty of eyesight is by preserving the vision that Allah Almighty has placed in our eyes. We should take care of our eyes and avoid actions that could harm them, because protecting a bounty from being wasted is also a form of gratitude. This includes following precautionary measures to maintain good eye health and consulting an eye specialist when needed. Additionally, our pious predecessors have shared valuable insights regarding eyesight. In this regard, Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahmah states that four things enhance eyesight. Number one, facing the Qibla while sitting. Number two, applying kohl before going to sleep. Number three, looking at greenery. And number four, keeping the clothes clean and purified. From a scientific perspective, protecting your eyesight requires essential nutrients like vitamin A and vitamin C. Vitamin A is primarily found in carrots and liver, while vitamin C is abundant in citrus fruits like oranges and lemons. It's found in strawberries, bell peppers, broccoli, and kiwi. Consuming spinach, other green vegetables, pistachios, walnuts, and almonds also benefits eye health. For those who spend long hours on computer screens, using anti-reflective glasses can help reduce strain by minimizing exposure to screen rays. Proper lighting is also crucial. Lights should be positioned above or behind rather than directly in front of the eyes to prevent strain. When reading, maintain a distance of about 2 feet between your eyes and the book, mobile phone, or tablet to avoid unnecessary strain. Likewise, while watching TV, it is recommended to sit at least 6 feet away from the screen to protect your eyesight. Viewers, blinking naturally keeps the eyes moist, helping to prevent dryness and irritation. However, staring at screens, such as watching TV or using digital devices without blinking frequently, can strain the eyes and negatively impact eyesight. Additionally, the eye glands produce an antibacterial fluid that plays a vital role in eye health. Each time we blink, this fluid helps cleanse the eyes by removing dust and germs, keeping them protected and refreshed. Viewers, to protect and maintain our eyesight, we should also seek help from spiritual remedies. Let me share some spiritual remedies for eye-related issues from the booklet Bimar Abid by Amir al-Sunnah Tadamad Bilqatul Mul'aliyah. If your eyesight has weakened, recite Ya Shakuru 41 times. Blow on the water and then apply this water to your eyes. Continue this remedy until your experience improves. Another remedy is that if your eyesight weakens or is lost, recite Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu 41 times with durud before and after. Then take water in both hands, blow on it, and gently rub it on your eyes. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this remedy will be very beneficial. Continue this remedy for 7 consecutive days. Remember, before applying the water to your face, spread a piece of cloth on the floor to ensure that the water which you've blown on is not disrespected. Number 3, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times after every salah. Blow it on your finger and gently rub it in your eyes. Continue this practice throughout your life, inshallah azza wa jal. It will help cure weak eyesight and protect you from both white and black cataracts. Viewers, we've shared just a few ways of showing gratitude for the bounty of eyes. In reality, any action we perform with our eyes that is free from disobedience to Allah Almighty and aligns with righteousness is a form of gratitude for this bounty. We should strive to show this gratitude at all times. Allah Almighty is independent, and if He wills, He blesses His bondsmen for their gratitude. Now, let's hear an inspiring story about a vision-impaired person who showed gratitude for his eyes in the court of Allah Almighty and how Allah Almighty granted him abundant bounties in return. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there were 3 individuals from Bani Israel. A person with vitiligo, white patches on the skin, a second person who was bald, and a third person who was blind. Allah Almighty decided to test these 3 individuals. So He sent an angel to each of them. The angel first approached the person with vitiligo and asked that, "What is the most beloved thing to you?" The person replied that a clear complexion, a beautiful body, and the removal of this disease that causes people to dislike me. The angel then rubbed his hand over the person's body and his condition was healed, granting him a flawless and beautiful appearance. The angel asked, "What is the most beloved wealth to you?" The person answered that, "I love camels the most." The angel gave him 10 pregnant she camels, then prayed for blessings in his wealth and left. The angel then went to the bald person and asked, "What is the most beloved thing to you?" The man replied that good hair and the removal of this condition that caused people to dislike me. The angel rubbed his hand on the person's head and he too was healed, receiving a full head of healthy hair. The angel then asked that, "What is the most beloved wealth to you?" The man answered that, "I love cows." The angel gave him a pregnant cow, prayed for blessings in his wealth, and then departed. The angel then went to the vision-impaired person and asked that, "What is the most beloved thing to you?" The man replied that, "I ask Allah Almighty to restore my eyesight so that I can see people again." The angel gently rubbed his eyes and the man regained his eyesight. The angel then asked, "What is the most beloved wealth to you?" The man answered that, "I love goats." The angel gave him a pregnant goat. Soon the animals of all three individuals gave birth and their wealth was greatly blessed. The valley became filled with camels. The cows and goats also multiplied abundantly. After some time, the angel visited each of them once again. The angel disguised himself as a person with vitiligo and approached the man who had once suffered from it. He said that, "I am a traveler in need and I have run out of provisions. I ask you through the medium of the one who granted you a beautiful complexion to kindly give me a camel so that I can reach my destination." Hearing this, the man who had once suffered from the same illness replied that, "I have many expenses and I have nothing to give you." The angel then said that, "Probably you are the same person who once had vitiligo. Allah Almighty then blessed you with a beautiful complexion, a healthy body and wealth." In response, the man showed ungratefulness and said that, "No, this wealth belongs to my father and ancestors. I inherited all of this." The angel then said that, "If you are lying, may Allah Almighty return you to your previous state." Then the angel went to the bald person and asked him the same questions. Just like the previous man, he too denied any bounties from Allah Almighty and refused to help. Finally, the angel said to him that, "If you are lying, may Allah Almighty return you to your former state." Then the angel went to the third person, who had previously been vision impaired. Disguised as a vision impaired traveler, the angel said that, "I am a needy person and a traveler who has run out of provisions. I ask you by the Lord who restored your eyesight to kindly give me a goat." The person did not show ungratefulness. Instead, he humbly said that, "Yes, I was truly vision impaired and Allah Almighty restored my eyesight. You may take from my wealth whatever you wish." The angel said that, "Keep your wealth with you. All three of you are tested. Allah Almighty is pleased with you, but displeased with the other two." Viewers, you heard that sometimes a person is both blessed and tested. Therefore, if Allah Almighty grants us His bounties, we should always remain mindful of His wisdom and continue showing gratitude so that our bounties are not taken away due to ungratefulness. Even the ability to express gratitude is a bounty in itself. Thus, we should always be thankful that Allah Almighty has granted us the ability to be grateful. May Allah Almighty include us among His grateful bondsmen. Viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah, in today's episode, we discussed the importance of eyesight and how we can express gratitude for this great bounty. May Allah Almighty accept this effort in His courts. We will return to the next episode, inshallah, azza wa jal, with a new topic. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.